Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Rivera of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Allison in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Farmers who plant cover crops on prevented plant acres will be permitted to hay, graze, or chop those fields earlier than November this year. They'll be able to move that date up to the 1st of September, according to the Risk Management Agency of USDA. Allison Rivera with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says that's good news.
So RMA has announced the adjustment of the 2019 final haying and grazing date from November 1st to September 1st without penalties. And again, this will help farmers who were prevented from planting because of flooding and excess rainfall this spring, which unfortunately hasn't just hit the Midwest. But when we put out feelers to our states to see who had been affected, it went as far south as our friends down in Oklahoma. So we realized it was a large group of states that were negatively affected by all this rainfall.
It had been speculated in recent days that RMA would be making this move. And Allison Rivera says it was great that RMA was able to pull the trigger, but they had a lot of encouragement to get that done from members of Congress as well as out in the country.
Absolutely. So there were a lot of people that helped in this efforts. And just to further discuss the efforts from RMA, they've also determined that the silage, haylage, and baleage should be treated in the same manner as haying and grazing for 2019. This is a change currently made just for 2019. What comes down the road, we will continue to work with USDA and Congress if there is a need down the road for the date change further. But again, the people that were helpful, you know, USDA has been very helpful through this process, but we really have to give a lot of credit to people like Congressman Johnson, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota. They spearheaded a piece of legislation that really kind of reminded RMA specifically that something needed to be done, that this date really needed to be changed. So NCBA immediately partnered with Congressman Johnson's office to really get the ball rolling. We also want to give credit to people like Senator Thune of South Dakota, Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota, and Senator Ernst of Iowa. They all spearheaded a letter that had quite a few other senators from, again, the Midwest. To RMA, again, speaking along the same lines as the House was, for a need for some flexibility and that they could, RMA could provide that flexibility without legislation from Congress. The difficult issue here was that we know that Congress doesn't move as fast as sometimes we need them to. And that's how Congress was really set up, to not move too quickly, to make sure that everything is kind of checked out, the good and the bad, before something makes it into law. But in this sense, the legislation that was dropped by Congressman Johnson and Congresswoman Craig really kind of pushed RMA into the right direction. And knowing that this deadline for decision-making is June 25th, that also really helped to get USDA across the finish line with this announcement today.
Allison Rivera with this move by USDA. Bill North, the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Programs, says we recognize farmers were greatly impacted by some of the unprecedented flooding and excessive rain this spring. We made this one-year adjustment to help farmers with the tough decisions they're facing this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.